Our gospel today talks about faith. And so I think a good starting point is, how do we know that there is a God? And especially in a modern world where there's so many people that try and explain the existence of humanity just as a natural force, with no purpose behind it. Is there still a rational foundation for faith in God in the modern world? If we look at the universe, the entire universe, with all of its size and wonders, the universe does not know that it exists. The stars, the planets, rocks, trees, the entire universe doesn't know that it exists. We do. The only thing in the entire universe that knows that it exists are human beings. And so we have an ability of self-awareness that does not exist anywhere else in the material world. And the physical world can't know that it exists. It can't reflect back on itself and realize that it exists. Matter can't do that. And so not only our self-knowledge, but if we think about things like joy or love or happiness, these are all things that we experience on a regular basis, and they're all spiritual realities. Dirt and rocks don't attain happiness. They don't have those abilities. And the physical world cannot give what it doesn't have. We as human beings are in the physical world, and we have physical bodies. But we also have spiritual abilities that do not belong to the physical world. They belong to the spiritual realm. And so the very fact that we have spiritual abilities that do not belong to the physical realm point to the reality of the spiritual world. And our origin can't simply be from the physical world. It has to also be from the spiritual world. And that points us to the existence of God. And so part of faith is a recognition of the existence of God. But faith goes beyond that. It's not just like an on-off switch, like you have faith or not. You believe in God or you don't. Part of faith is the intellectual assent. But there's more to faith than that. There's different degrees of faith, which is why the apostles say in the gospel, "Lord, increase our faith." There's some Christian denominations that preach that all you have to do is say, "I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior," and you are automatically saved and saved for life. That's all there is to it. You just say an act of faith and that's it. But that's not really the fullness of what faith is. That doesn't encapsulate all of it. I once heard an analogy that if you buy a lottery ticket, you hope you're going to win the lottery. But if you have faith that you're going to win, then you'd buy the lottery ticket and then you'd quit your job. That would be faith. And so faith is more than just an intellectual belief. It's something that actually changes the choices that you make and the way that you live your life. And so the catechism says that faith is a personal adherence of man to God. Not just believing that there is a God, but a total adherence to him. And so if God created us, and if he put us in this beautiful world that's around us, and if he gave us life, and if he gave life to all of our family members and loved ones, that reveals something to us about God. And maybe we should trust him. Maybe he knows what he's doing. And the best way to live our life is to completely and totally trust him and his plan for us. And so faith should lead to a complete and total transformation in the way that we live. It's not just an intellectual idea that we adhere to. That's part of it. But it should change the decisions that we make on a day-to-day basis. It should change what we hope for. And it should change who we seek in life. God is fully revealed to us in Jesus Christ. If it weren't for Christ, we could know certain things about God. You know, we could know that God exists, and we could know that he created the world around us, and so he must be all-powerful, he must be highly intelligent, and a God of goodness. We could learn certain things about him from the world around us. But because of Jesus Christ, we actually know the words of God, what he spoke. We know his actions, how he treated others. And most importantly, he reveals to us his own relationship and the relationship that we should have with his heavenly Father. And so in Jesus Christ, he reveals to us far more than we could ever know about God. And so a life of faith means that our greatest desire should be to know Jesus Christ more deeply and more fully. If we have a deep life of faith, that should be the yearning. It should be an insatiable desire within our heart to know more about Jesus Christ, because he reveals to us who God is. And so, you know, faith is not just an intellectual idea. It's a decision that we make to live our lives yearning to know more about Jesus Christ. And so the question we can ask ourselves is, how deep is our faith? Is that the way that we live? And maybe we need to be saying the prayer with the apostles, Lord, increase our faith. We're going to be doing a series starting in October on Wednesday nights called The Search. And it's an award-winning series. It's narrated by Chris Stefanik. But it asks and reflects upon some of the most important and some of the most fundamental questions about who we are, why we exist, and what our purpose is in this world. And we live in a world where young people and now multiple generations of people have grown up in a secular environment without a framework to understand who we are and why we exist. And so the vast majority of people today are simply wandering around without any clear concept of the purpose for which we exist. And they're hoping to find happiness. They're hoping to find something that satisfies a deep desire in their heart that's not been met. But they're not going to find that in the physical world, because we weren't made for the physical world. The physical world was made for us. The answer to that question is only going to be found when we find Jesus Christ. And so the series that we're offering, The Search, is a great way for us to maybe ask and reflect upon some questions for the first time, some very fundamental and important questions. Or maybe we have reflected on those questions before, but it's going to give a whole new perspective and a different lens through which to see those questions and to reflect upon them. And so I encourage you to think about coming to that, or maybe to invite some people that are maybe searching for something to satisfy the longing within their heart, but haven't quite found it yet. It's a powerful way for us to encounter faith in Jesus Christ. And so, you know, we live in this physical world, and we're part of it, but we weren't created for the physical world. We're created for a higher purpose. And the only way that we're going to find the answers to the questions that we seek in the depths of our souls is when we find Christ, and when we say with the apostles, Lord, increase our faith.